Diesel's Guide for Health. Now, motherfuckers gonna be like, what the hell is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, before I even get into this shit, bruh, I'm superficial with a lot of shit that I'm saying, bruh. But understand that, my nigga, I'm not just talking. I'm actually speaking facts. What I want you to understand is, when I'm actually giving you podcasts and, like, messages and shit like that, my nigga, with the podcast and shit like that, my nigga, like, nigga, all this shit is researched. Like, I'm researching, my nigga, like, yeah, I'm saying shit off the top of my head, but that's what I know, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't know that all that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know everything, what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, because motherfuckers don't just understand that I don't know everything. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers would think that I know everything because I know a lot, and that's not true. You know what I'm saying? Listen, that's the shit that pissed me off, bro. Listen, 7 types of health I'm gonna be talking about today. I'm just gonna be giving my opinion and shit like that, outlook, whatever, bro. Listen, emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, social wellness, intellectual wellness, occupational wellness, environment wellness. Listen, bro, I'm always paying attention to my intellectual wellness, you know what I'm saying? Just because I have a highly developed intellect, dead ass, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just some gullible ass motherfucker that anybody could just trick or fool. It's descriptive to call me rigid. It's descriptive to call me rigid, but my nigga, I wouldn't accept that description. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you the truth, because I'm not rigid all the time. Actually, I'm flexible. You know what I'm saying? I know you can be rigid and flexible. I know, motherfucker. But then again, you can't. The thing is this, I'm punctuable a little bit, you know what I'm saying, not all the time. Listen, bro, the point is just pay attention to what the fuck I'm saying. So, yeah, with the intellectual, I wanted to bring that one up first because I pretty much do pay attention to my intellectual wellness, you know what I'm saying, being able to gather intel, bro. Because I'm intelligent, bro. You know what I'm saying? Highly intelligent. Not just some regular. See, it's an understatement to be like, oh, he just intelligent. Or, oh, he just arrogant. You know what I'm saying? That's some understatement ass shit. Like, yeah, I know I have an exaggerated sense of skill or abilities, whatever the fuck. Skill, abilities, whatever. But listen, because I'm not really, like, what you saying that I'm arrogant. I can be. But not all the time. You know, and if I am, shit, let me know. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to fucking learn, my nigga. But then again, I'm gonna tell you this: if I know I'm right, goddamn it, dog. Fuck. Listen, bro, y'all gonna be laughing when y'all listen to this shit. Loud ass dogs, bro. I'm telling y'all, bro, I be outside for almost every podcast, bro. You know what I'm saying, nigga, not inside. It's boring just to sit inside, nigga, like, come on, man. Nigga be trying to say I don't go outside and shit like that. That's fucked up, for real. That's fucked up. The fact that you got away with that shit is just messed up. You shouldn't be able to get away with shit like that. But hey, you know, cause motherfuckers feel like they could comment on my personal life. You know, you can give your opinion on my personal life, but I can't give my opinion on yours. I can. That's the funniest point, funniest part, my nigga. Point, part, whatever, it don't matter. Because, yeah, I could give my opinion on your life. But do you see me doing it? Do you see why I'm not doing it? Exactly. I'm telling you why I'm not doing it, my nigga. I'm telling you why I'm not giving my opinion on your life. I may not understand your life. I may not understand you. I may not understand anything that you're going through. Circumstances, situations, bro, anything. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always try to turn every situation into a learning experience. Bro, when you wrong, there's nothing for another person to learn. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much because they already know what's right. They already know what's right. They already learned what they needed to know before all that shit happened. One, you could tell when somebody wrong. Motherfuckers not gonna just tell you that they're wrong. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, just because you don't get caught, you know what I'm saying? The motherfucker don't believe what I'm saying, bro. You just like, damn, what the fuck this nigga really talking about? My nigga, I've been telling the truth this whole time. That's why I've been at ease. That's why I've been at ease and chill like a motherfucker. Why? Because I don't give a fuck about that shit, nigga. I'm living life, nigga. I'm trying to, shit. I'm really just surviving out here. I don't even got a house yet, my nigga. Listen, I ain't even monetized my podcast. None of my podcast or none of that shit, my nigga. Fuck, I'm stuttering and shit, man. Listen. It's that anxiety, bro. I got fucking extreme anxiety, my nigga. Oh, but niggas just gonna look up shit on Instagram and be like, oh, that nigga talking about an Instagram post. Nah, my nigga, I do have anxiety. Stop trying to make me question my sanity. Stop trying to make me question my senses. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I know. Trust me, I know what's wrong with me. I'm not just making shit up. Why would I just make shit up? Listen, bro, I'm explaining myself over and over because I'm tired of the misperceptions. You know what I'm saying? The slander, the rumors, all that shit, bro. It pisses me off. But y'all gonna always like my podcast because they're entertaining, bro. That's why. So listen, bro, emotional wellness. First one I said, listen. Your feelings. You know what I'm saying? Treat your feelings right, bro. Accept your feelings. Go watch that fucking podcast. Accept your feelings and improvise. Bro, it teach you how to be true to yourself. For real. A lot of niggas don't know how to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, feelings like emotions, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you depressed and shit like what I was talking about. Because right now, I'm holding my blueprint. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if I told y'all motherfuckers, but this the blueprint that I fucking created myself, my nigga. I call it a blueprint, but that's what it's meant to be. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck a blueprint is, that's the purpose of this shit right here. But at the same time, it's different purposes. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not telling you everything. I don't want you to know everything. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? I'm not just gonna tell you everything, my nigga. But then again, you judge what I told you before. Like, damn, you ain't really tell me much. Bitch, I did tell you something. You know what I'm saying? You perceive shit like, damn, a nigga told you all this information, but you don't understand it, so he ain't really tell you nothing. That don't make sense. That logic don't make no sense at all. Now, and niggas be prideful, bro. That's the shit I'm talking about. I'm prideful. I can admit that. I'm arrogant. Whatever the fuck you want to call me, my nigga, because I'm arrogant. Fuck it. For real, I still don't see how I'm arrogant, my nigga. Niggas don't even, because most of the time, niggas don't even notice anything that I'm doing. It just be the motherfuckers that don't like what I'm doing that notice that shit and try to call it out and say all that shit. Nobody's fucking bothered by my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is. You know what I'm saying? Nobody came out and said, damn, that's crazy, that's fucked up. Niggas just been listening to my shit. So, it is what it is. Shit, nigga, just listening. Next one is physical wellness, bro. Get in shape, man. Work the fuck out, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Your body, physical. You know what I'm saying? They got your fucking personality that everybody have to respect. And then they got your self-image. You know what I'm saying? Your physical body. You know what I'm trying to say? What everybody fucking sees, bro. You know what I'm saying? When it's like motherfuckers call you black and white and shit like that, put that shit on the paper. Because really, you're not black or white. You know what I'm saying? We know our colors. We're not black or white, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We're brown and pale. You know what I'm saying? Or fuck, you know the color of Patrick off of SpongeBob? Yeah, a light color, like a color like that. Like, that's a white person. Like that color, like pink. But like a light fucking pink. Or white, I don't fucking know, my nigga. Or like beige or some shit like that. like a light ass beige. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck. Listen, bro. Black people are noble as fuck. So are white people, bro. But not all white people. Or their fucking ancestors. Hell nah. Or just fucking... Listen, bro. The white stereotype, bro, is not respectable, bro. It's not. Not all of them. Not all of them are fucking respectable, bro. Not all white personalities are respectable. Of course, everybody fucking hates hillbillies and shit like that. Yeah. Motherfuckers really just don't like Trump either, bro. Like me, I just don't give a fuck about Trump, my nigga. Real shit, I just don't give a fuck, my nigga. Like, what the fuck, niggas... Like, I still can't get over that Syria missile thing, bro. Like, I'm not sweeping that under the rug, my nigga. That shit is crazy. Everybody want to cause controversy. Stupid ass want to be in politics. Niggas want to choose sides. I'm a Republican or a Democrat. Listen, I used to be just like y'all. Oh, I want to be a Republican. I mean, not a Republican, a Democrat. You know, motherfuckers try to say that I want to be a Republican anyway. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. No, I don't. Listen, I ain't none of that shit. I'm independent, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Which means I'm a hypocrite. For real. But, shit, to get your point across, motherfuckers gonna call you a hypocrite, bruh. And literally, you have to be a fucking hypocrite sometimes to get your point across. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what I'm doing in life right now, my nigga. I'm just talking about, you know what I'm saying, politics and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? The government, nigga. I judge the government, nigga. It's just a group of people, my nigga. Everybody's scared of them and respect them because of the shit that they have to abide by. And you know what the fuck I'm talking about, bro. Rules, the laws, motherfucker. You have to fucking listen to, well, you don't have to listen to everything a police officer tells you. And it's like, that's the shit that pissed me off. Niggas like, it's fear monger when niggas like, oh, police officer is killing black men. And, you know, this is why we look at them the way they do, that we do. You know what I'm saying? Because they killing black people for no fucking reason. Listen, my nigga. Listen. We know that. And that's an interesting conversation. But why you keep talking about the same shit? Like, for real, like, I get your whole point. I get what you're talking about. But you're saying the same shit over and over. And really, it's not that I'm saying that because I don't like what you're saying. It's because, nigga, you should be saying something different. What the fuck you keep complaining about the same thing for? These white people watching y'all complain about the same thing. Bitch, and they know why y'all mad. They know why y'all mad. Then again, y'all know why y'all mad. Because y'all chose to be mad. But y'all know what anger brings. Right? Right. Spiritual wellness. Spiritual wellness like meditating, contemplating. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? The spirit, the soul. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Even though I'm still not explaining everything. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, stop expecting that I explained everything, my nigga. It's a difference from nigga, I'm articulating my point. You know what I'm saying? I'm not articulating everything that's going on, my nigga. Like, I'm getting my point across. I'm telling you what I want you to know, my nigga. Just fucking listen. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking listen. But this is my opinion, outlook, whatever the fuck right now. All right, spiritual wellness, you know what I'm saying, spirit. So, I don't know that much about that shit because I don't really believe in, like, you know what I'm saying, the supernatural or shit like that. Even though, like, because, bro, I told you I'm superficial, bro. I told you. So, I don't really know that much about that shit. But, shit, I always tell you what I know. So, listen, fuck it, skipping that. Social wellness. Social wellness, social, interact with others. That's basically what social means, bro. Interacting with others. So, just make sure you're social. Just make sure you interact with others. I interact with others all the time. It's just that I'm so used to being, niggas call you shy because you don't know what to do when you around other people. So they perceive your behavior as shy. Like, damn, that nigga just reserved, all that shit. My nigga, I'm not reserved. My nigga, and yeah, I was nervous. I can admit that. But my nigga, it's a difference from being shy and timid and like you don't want to open up. And then like it's a difference from when you don't know what to say at all. Like you never was taught that shit. And it's like, well, niggas just going to bring up how they taught you shit. Because look, this is all you're going to do. Niggas are just going to listen to what I'm saying and say something different. This is shit I'm talking about. Family members, bro. Because this is why I'm re-explaining myself over and over. Because I'm deliberately saying the truth. You deliberately lying. The difference between me and you is you getting away with that shit. And we're just going to keep trying to go back and forth because you're just going to use other people as a way to get leverage. Leverage like what? Shit clarity, my nigga. Credibility. You want that damn credibility so fucking bad. You want that credit so bad. You're going to do whatever it takes. I'm watching you, bro. Like, you could lie your whole life, my nigga. Nigga is watching the shit you do. Just because you didn't fucking agree with what I said doesn't mean I'm lying. Straight up. Most of the time, I don't agree with what motherfuckers say. But you know what? I'm humble enough to accept your opinion and move the fuck on. See, you just judge me on how I accept your opinion. And that's fucked up. You don't have no right to be commenting on everything I'm doing. Period. Straight up. Niggas don't have no right to be doing that shit. Listen, we on to the next fucking topic because you pissing me off. Niggas just want to lie. And it's fucked up. You get away with all these devious ass fucking schemes. You know what I'm saying? You judging me. Nigga, you can't play both sides. It's either or, my nigga. Straight up. You can't fucking play both sides at all. You gotta be straightforward with how you feel. Because how the fuck will people just know how you feel? It's the shit that I'm talking about. Unrealistic ass expectations, my nigga. Why are you expecting a nigga to do all this shit for you? It's easy to just misperceive somebody. It's easy to misconcept somebody. Deliberately fucking just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna misinterpret them. It's easy to do that shit. It's easy to guilt trip somebody. It's easy, bruh. So when you being hella defensive when somebody approaching you about something, bruh, you're either lying or you're just uncomfortable. You're either lying or you're uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Niggas feel like because they asked you a question and they proved it right, that they right. You not right. You not. You not. We all know it's reverse psychology shit like that. It's tragic, my nigga. Like, I'm watching the shit that niggas do to me, bro. It's really crazy. Motherfuckers manipulate the shit out of me. But shit, y'all life easy. Motherfuckers don't manipulate y'all. Y'all can just do whatever the fuck y'all want. No opinions. Fucking no, none of that shit trying to, like, because it's not that I can't, like, niggas want to try to force an opinion on me so bad, bro. So fucking bad, my nigga. You want to do that shit so fucking bad, my nigga. But it's not gonna work because it's not fucking true. I don't know what you keep, I don't know where this confidence coming from. I really don't know where it's coming from. I don't know. In my opinion, y'all niggas more arrogant than I'd ever be. Dead ass. You more prideful than I'd ever be. You just fucking in denial. Niggas like, oh, I see what's going on, but I ain't about to say that's what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. That's real life fucked up. How you just say all that shit about your child, my nigga? It's supposed to be your responsibility. Damn. See, you'll judge me what I'm saying right now because you don't like what I'm saying. And you'll change the whole fucking narrative just so that nobody would know that. Bro, I already understand what you're doing, bro. I just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Look, intellectual wellness. You know what I'm saying? We are all intellectuals. We will be at one point. Or if you want to be a fucking intellectual, yeah. I don't fucking know, bro. I don't really know much about intellect. See what I'm saying, bro? I told you I'm fucking superficial. I'm superficial to a lot of things, my nigga. Like, my education was superficial. I'm limited in my education. But that doesn't mean that I'm not learning and I'm not working on my personal development. I'm not working on my, you know what I'm saying? I'm not investing in my personal development. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. But that's what I am doing. I'm investing in my personal development. You know? All these goddamn cars. Fuck. Listen, bro. I'm outside, bro. I'm devoted to this shit, nigga. Something that I'm finally devoted to. You niggas should be curious about that. But I don't give a fuck what you gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because you niggas always want to be like that at the last minute. It's always that at the last minute, my nigga. It's always like that as soon as you realize what the fuck is actually going on. You know what I'm saying? Once you realize what the fuck is going on, shit. You know the truth, my nigga. You'll know what's really happening. Because it's easy to twist the plot. It's easy to lie. I'm not lying, my nigga. I don't have a reason to lie, bruh. Y'all have a reason to lie. You're defending that reason. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is trying to say I'm doing the same thing. I'm not doing shit, my nigga. I ain't doing shit but defending myself. Because I was attacked. An accusation, that's an attack on me. Want me to tell you why? Because it ain't true. But you like, damn, wow. Well, if it's not true, then how is something not true affect your life? Bruh, you still don't get it, do you? When I was explaining all that shit to you earlier, I wasn't just making shit up. Motherfuckers was controlling me. Why would I just say, this is what I'm saying. When you lose respect for somebody, it's like you don't even pay attention to what they're saying. You should have kept respecting me. You know what I'm saying? I respected the situation. You may not agree with what I said about the situation, but that don't mean you should have disrespected me. Now, a lot of things that people be saying about me, I don't accept that shit, bro. It's good for your health to stay true to yourself. Now, what am I talking about? Bruh, don't just fucking let somebody walk over you. Have personal boundaries. I never knew what that was. I never knew what assertiveness was. I didn't even know what that shit was, my nigga. Barely had a chance to really just... Niggas never fucking accepted what I do, bruh. Never really accept that. Never really. Because you'll be like, oh, you never did. What are you talking about? I never did. I know I said that. You know what I'm saying? But I said it for a fucking reason. You like, damn, why he always re-explaining himself? You know what I'm saying? Damn, he just sounds nervous and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And damn, he just sound depressed or something. Like, he sounds hurt. I am hurt. Oh yeah, I just stepped on a hornet or some shit like that. R.I.P. to that motherfucker. That motherfucker was just crawling on the ground. For real, for real. Hey. Hey, but I ain't want that motherfucker to get up and start stinging my stupid ass. I ain't want that motherfucker to get up and just sting me, bro. That shit, hell nah. Listen, bro, I'm walking, sweating like a motherfucker. It's hot as fuck out here. I talked about the intellectual one. Occupational. All right, that's relating to your job, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know occupation and the definition of occupation and job is two different things. But this is what I'm trying to tell you right here. Because niggas try to... Listen, bro, stop trying to interpret how I understand shit. Stop trying to... Like, this shit that pissed me off. Stop trying to interpret everything I'm doing in my life. Just accept what I'm telling you. Just trust me. Just believe me. If you don't want to, then stop wasting your time trying to slander me and trying to say false statements about me. I don't have time for that shit. Listen, and I don't give a fuck if you mad about how I make my podcast. I really don't care. I don't have time for that bullshit ass. Them bullshit ass comments niggas be making about my shit. Listen, I don't care. All right. Occupational wellness. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get a good job. Now, how is it a good job? Well, it's good to you. What do you mean by that? Well, it's something that you actually like. You're not just fucking, it's not, we have to come home and listen to how you bitch about shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not that. You know what I'm saying? It's not. Because you shouldn't be doing shit in your life. You should never fucking tell anybody what you're doing about. You shouldn't be telling nobody anything. You shouldn't be like, listen, because it's really pissing me off. I'm really mad because this shit pissed me off. This is niggas' logic. This really your fucking logic. Like, this really what the fuck you do. It's like, oh, I experienced all these jobs. I experienced this job. This is what I have to say about this job. This is all the information. Who fucking cares, bro? If you're not gonna follow through with this shit, if you're not gonna make any actual fucking progress, what's the fucking point? But it's like, bro, and then even if you don't make any fucking actual progress, even if you do make progress, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's it. That's what, because we can fucking tell when you're not that into something. I'm tired of people. It's like, they faking the fucking funk. You don't really like what you're talking about, bro. You niggas love to be like, oh, this is how I did all this. But then we always hear how you cry about it and how you bitch about it and how all that shit. It's like, bro, how do you really care about that shit? How you really fucking care about that shit if you constantly complaining about it? Do you know what complaining means? But do you know what complaining means, bro? Dead ass. Do you know what that shit means? Do you know what it means to complain? No, listen, because it's not even the fact that you don't know. As long as you know what the fuck it means to complain, why are you fucking complaining? You shouldn't be complaining. Ain't you getting what you want out the fucking job? It's the shit that pissed me off. It's like, damn, I get a check every day. I mean, I don't get a check every day, but I get a check when it's time to get paid. But I still bitch about shit in my life. Like, shut the fuck up with that weak ass shit. Real shit. And niggas want to defend everybody and be like, oh, I'm just talking. Oh, he's just being sensitive. Look, stop defending people, bro. Because you feel like somebody else is wrong. And they're just misunderstanding shit. Stop dick riding, bro. Learn how to hold your own, bro. Stop sucking everybody dick just to fucking feel good, my nigga. Because for real, it just pissed me off. It just pissed me off for real. Because it's not like you standing on your own. Like, damn, this is what I want to do. And this is, you know what I'm saying? You're not. You're not if you constantly explain and try to get people to be attracted to what you're doing. You wouldn't have to do much if you was devoted to what you was doing. Why the fuck you out doing all this shit if that's what you... Come on, now. Like, niggas go do all that shit just so that you could talk mad shit about it. See, you rather defeat... See, this the shit that pissed me off, and it's like, you'll defend that bullshit, but, nigga, you look at it like a fucking experience. You look at shit like a fucking experience. That doesn't mean that you actually cherish it, dumbass. I'm tired of this bullshit. It's like this insincere ass fucking... These niggas got these passionate... This what I'm gonna call it. Passionate, insincere feelings. Because it gives off the impression that it's fucking passionate. It gives off the impression that it's fucking passionate. It really does. You like, damn. You really passionate to that shit. No, you not. You don't know shit about it. Or you do know shit about it and you constantly talking shit about it. Bruh, it's either or, bruh. You either fucking like it and you like what you're doing and you just going through shit in your life. Okay, but when you keep bringing that shit up over and over, because I'm tired of the lies, bruh. I'm tired of it. It's like, oh, I get to do all this shit. Like, oh, I'm going to complain about my shit. But when it's really time to open up and talk about it, I'm going to lie about everything to fucking defend my ego. I don't want anybody to fucking make fun of me. Shut the fuck up, man. Niggas be the main ones talking about how you don't got a job. Shut the fuck up, bruh. Shut the fuck up, bruh. Why are you talking, my nigga? These the same people that quit jobs for the dumbest reasons. Arrogant, bruh. This is what I'm talking about. You call everybody else fucking arrogant. But, nigga, this is a perfect example on how you're fucking arrogant. And all you do is retaliate, you lame-ass fucking niggas. All you do. That's all you want to fucking do. This is the lamest shit ever. It's like, niggas want you to respect them. But you a fucking hypocrite. I don't know what you are. I'm sorry if I hurt your pride. I'm sorry. And all you want to do is fucking retaliate. You're not shit if you're proud of being a hypocrite. If you can't fucking be like, this is shit that really pissed me off because you're so fucking lame. You're so lame, bro. This is your strategy, bro. You're so fucking lame. All you niggas do is like, this is where you're wrong. This is where you're wrong. This is how you could have did this. This is what you should have did. Bro, shut the fuck up. What did you do? What you should have did? This is shit I'm talking about. Stop trying to tell me what I could have did with my life. Stop it. You're not me. Stop it. I don't regret shit. I don't. This the environment I live in. It pisses me off. Another thing is this. This is the environment of the world as well. So niggas could try to blend in and say, oh, that's just, life's not fair. Man, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. That's obvious, bro. That's fucking common sense. Come on, nah. Niggas like to be indirect with how they feel, bro. Niggas calling me passive aggressive, but I said exactly how I felt. You know what I'm saying? With no fear in my heart. So I don't know what the hell you talking about. I said exactly how I felt. Nigga, however you feel, you're just not understanding how I feel. I don't care, though. I fucking told you how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Niggas listening to it like, damn, this supposed to be God for health. Bruh, this is fucking real life. This is an experience that you can learn from. For real. Fuck all that bullshit they making up about me because they don't like me. Nigga, all you doing is judging my appearance, you lame ass nigga. All you did was watch everything about me and say everything you don't like. Or you just fucking pretend like, oh, it's not what I like. But why you keep pointing out everything that's negative about it? Or all the faults? Why you keep, this is what I'm saying. Like, why you so scared when a nigga actually call your stupid ass out for the shit that you doing? Why you want to be defensive now? Why you want to be judgmental? That's what I'm saying. It's like, you coward ass motherfuckers. You just fucking cowards, bruh. That's it. Niggas want to call me a coward. Bruh, that's pride, bruh. It's dead ass pride, my nigga. You're proud of everything you fucking did in the past. Who gives a shit? Who fucking cares? You know what I'm saying? If you ain't gonna own up to shit that you do, what's the point? Niggas can't even take you serious. You don't even care about your word enough to respect your word. How you respecting your word? You not. That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, well, it's not that I don't care about my word. Shut the fuck up, man. All these make-believe-ass stories to defend yourself and make you feel better. Shut the fuck up, man. Shut your weak ass up. All niggas want to do is talk down on their child, bruh. It's the shit that pissed me off. It's like, oh, he's spoiled. Shut the fuck up, bruh. It's a vague term. Shut the fuck up. Why you didn't say spoiled brat then? That's what I'm saying. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, bruh. This shit is not true, my nigga. Real shit. I got a scar on my nose, you weak ass people. I wear the same clothes, you dumb ass people. I'm fucking spoiled. Shut the fuck up. Cause I chose $60 pants. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I can choose whatever the fuck I want to. That's my style. Stop fucking judging me and trying to say, damn, oh, this nigga, this. Shut the fuck up, bruh. Shut the hell up. This is what you take pride in, too, you lame ass niggas. This the lame ass shit you take pride in. That's why when niggas break your faces in, it's like, oh, I always cared. Shut your weak ass up, man. That's why niggas beat your face in when they hear this shit. Well, they gonna beat your face in, bro. They will. Niggas gonna be like, wow. These are the type of people we got in this world. They won't sit their prideful asses back and call their son prideful. Because they fucking stupid. Because in your mind, you think you're right. But that's the problem. Why are you so focused on trying to be right? Because you criticizing me, stupid ass. Oh, I'm not criticizing you. Shut the fuck up, man. Nobody gives a fuck if you cry, motherfucker. When I was crying, niggas was laughing. The fuck out of here. Niggas supposed to just suck your dick and be like, oh, everything's okay. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? Niggas didn't care about how I felt at all. Straight up. Niggas said whatever they want about me. Nah, it's, oh, he did see that. You're slandering me. You're, shut the fuck up, man. I said that shit. Stop saying shit that I said. Straight up. Real shit. Judging me because I dropped out of school. Shut your stupid ass up, man. Shut the fuck up, man. All this make-believe-ass shit you be saying to defend your fucking pride, nigga. I could call all that lame-ass shit out. Straight up. Oh, that nigga just talking mad shit. I don't know what he talking about. Shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck. I bet you don't know what I'm talking about, stupid. I bet. Yeah, I know. Your stupid ass never know what somebody talking about when they bring up the fucking truth. Yeah, it fucking hurts, bruh. Stop making fun of people that you so-called love. Lame ass niggas. This the people that be like, damn, I love you. I care about you. How the fuck you care? How, my nigga? You say whatever you want, you stupid prick. You get away with that, you stupid prick. You get away with everything. So what the fuck are you really caring about? Yourself, self-indulgent ass pricks. Shut the fuck up. You self-indulgent. And you don't want nobody to call you that, so you just gonna change the fucking story around. You gonna change the narrative around. That's all you do. Niggas don't fucking care about the truth. Why you think you never said it? Shit that pissed me off, man. Environment wellness. Your environment, man. The ecosystem, the community, wherever the fuck you live at. Bruh, the noun, person, place, or thing, you know what I'm saying? The situation, that's what I related to. Listen, bruh, just listen. Environmental wellness. Make sure you're in a good, safe environment, bruh. Or whatever environment you're in, because even though you're in, like, dangerous environments or just environments, period, bruh, you just want to make sure that you're safe, my nigga, or that you're secure, my nigga, because it's easy to get robbed. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to get played. It's easy to get manipulated. And you know what I'm talking about played. The same thing like manipulated, bro. Like, motherfuckers be like, man, I'm your fucking best friend ever. But then they switch up on your ass and lie to you. Now what the hell are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? You like, damn, it's betrayal. See, it's hard to fucking face that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? But you got to face it, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you, like, all right, motherfuckers face betrayal, but you have to learn from that shit. Like, don't just look at it like, damn, that's fucked up. We all know it's fucked up. I know it's fucked up. But did you learn from the situation? Yeah, ask yourself that, bro. Obviously, I learned from the situation. This situation that I'm talking about right now, I wasn't always in a fucking safe environment, my nigga. That's what I'm saying. Niggas like to bring up all the achievements and all the fun things that happened in my life. My nigga, that's the first thing you fucking say. Or it's the last thing you say, or it's one of the things you saying, because you bringing that shit up for a fucking reason, my nigga. And your reason ain't even fucking true. I'm not trusting you because how fucking nice you are. Nobody gives a shit about how nice you are, my nigga. When I was nice, niggas still fucking judge me. Niggas still said whatever. So you get the fuck with that weak ass shit that you saying, my nigga. And if you really don't fucking care about what I'm saying, goddamn, the big ass fucking being shit. Niggas really don't care about what I'm saying. You just don't care. I don't fucking care. You just gonna be by yourself crying like how you made me do. And you like, well, how did it made you? How did I make you? Bro, I didn't have a fucking choice. Niggas don't fucking approve of what I'm saying. Niggas don't accept what I'm saying. You don't even fucking respect what I'm saying. Straight up. Niggas don't respect shit that I'm saying. Why the fuck should I care about what you saying? That's what I'm saying. I don't fucking care about that shit. So listen, bro. Just pay attention to these types of health that I told y'all. If you want to, take notes about this shit, rewind this shit, replay this shit if you want to. Do what you gotta do, bro. But hey, man, I wish y'all could understand how I felt and that I'm not just saying this shit for no reason, my nigga. My health formula, I will make one, for sure. But not right now, though. I have a formula, Diesel's Authentic Health Formula Prototype. Yeah, I'm still working on this shit. I haven't really developed it yet. Emotional wellness, physical wellness, spiritual wellness, social wellness, intellectual wellness, occupational wellness, environment wellness. Listen, bro. Research about all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And just let me know how you feel, bro. For real. Because shit, if you really need my opinion, because all I do is just guide motherfuckers. I mean, I didn't guide anybody yet, but that's what I'm focusing on doing, guiding people in the right direction. Look, bro, without further ado, I'm out, bro. Look, but listen. Listen to my fucking podcast, my nigga. Listen to him. Don't just be judging my shit and making fun of it like, oh, this shit's funny as hell. Let's replay this shit. Yeah, it was funny, and you can replay it. I don't give a fuck about that. But just don't be making fun of my shit like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just supposed to be made fun of, you know what I'm saying? My shit is supposed to be something that teaches people shit. That's the whole purpose of that shit, bro. Teach you, give you advice, you learn. It's a learning experience. So you're experiencing learning, gaining knowledge, getting authentic confidence, because it will entertain you enough to make you confident. It will entertain you enough to fucking stop your depression and all that shit, because you're going to be joked out, but you're going to be learning shit as well. So, hey, just a motivational speaker. But then again, I'm not. But then again, I am. Why would I just be joking about that? I don't know, my nigga. I'm just fucking saying shit. Just want y'all motherfuckers to listen. Really just entertaining. I'm really just entertaining, bro. That's it. 40-minute podcast, bro. Listen, bro. This was a good-ass podcast. I did go all out and give my heart. I mean, put my heart into this shit. So, shit, y'all know what I'm talking about. But, hey, man. Another thing is this, bro. Like, it's the craziest shit ever. Nigga told both of his parents that he was doing podcasting. Matter of fact, the day I dropped out and I told my mom about all this shit, I said I wanted to be an inventor. I went on WikiHow, my nigga, because it's not like WikiHow doesn't teach you shit. And yeah, I learned shit. Listen, stop trying to take away my credibility and my clarity. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to get people to look at me in a different way. That's not true. Listen, I looked on Wikipedia how to invent something. All I needed was a fucking manufacturer. Literally, I was one call away. I could do that shit again. I will. I'm just letting y'all know that's the surprise. Like, nigga, stop asking for shit immediately. Stop asking for everything that I'm doing immediately. You're not going to get everything that I'm doing immediately. That would ruin everything, bro. Listen, bro, just stay fucking tuned, bro. Stay tuned. There's a reason why a nigga says stay tuned. Now, I invented my own introductive catchphrases and I didn't add it to my fucking new podcast. And I think I said something like Diesel's transcending. Let me see. I have it somewhere. My blueprint, bro. Come on, man. Fuck. I must have put it like in the back of the blueprint. The back of that motherfucker. Holy shit, so many fucking wasps and bees out here, bruh. It's tragic. Alright, so I'm about to find that shit. Fuck. Hot as shit. You know what it feel like, bruh? It feel like it's 80 degrees. And I got, the only thing I have on is some jeans. You know what I'm saying? When I first came out here, I wasn't hot at all. When I started walking, I wasn't hot. Over time, I became hot. You know what I'm saying? Catch phrase. Alright. Still looking for that shit, bro. I got hella formulas that I didn't develop yet. I didn't develop a lot of formulas that I had put into motion. You know what I'm saying? All right, I found it. Diesel's catchphrases. It's not a formula because, nigga, I didn't make a formula for my catchphrases yet. I will. All right. Diesel is transmit, or I might. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm still contemplating about all that shit. Listen. Diesel is transmitting live. Like, all right, that's me basically starting my, that's my introduction to starting off the podcast. Like, I might be like, no, this is what I'm gonna do. Like, I'm always gonna say the fucking title. I will say the fucking title. Like, that's what I've been doing and shit like that. That's basically how I deliver the message as well. But like, I'm saying these catchphrases because I can't just keep starting off the same way. But then again, when I say these catchphrases, I will be starting off the same way. It will seem like it. I mean, yeah, it'll be kind of the same way. It's just going to be more organized. Like, I'm going to be able to get y'all to understand what I'm saying better. Y'all get used to what I'm saying. I'll come up with different catchphrases in the future. You know what I'm saying? Based off how you feel about the catchphrases, I'll use how you feel and try to make it into a better catchphrase. You know what I'm saying? Or right now, I like these catchphrases that I made right now. I mean, you have to look up what the word transmitting means. Like, but on Wikitinary or whatever the fuck it is. Wiktionary. I don't fucking know, my nigga. I don't care enough to say that shit. All right, Diesel's transmission starts now. That's another intro. Starting my transmissive live. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's different ways of saying the same thing. I know, my nigga, but you're missing the fucking point, my nigga. The whole point of doing that shit is to make things easier for me, so then I could be able to organize this shit. Nah, you like, damn, why you want things to be easier? Well, it's not, you see, you just misunderstanding me again. Like, it's not that I'm trying to make things easier, more accessible. You know what I'm saying? More accessible to where I could be able to use it at any time I want. You know what I'm saying? I could say a fucking catchphrase when I'm ending that motherfucker. I could just say a fucking catchphrase and you already know what I'm talking about. To just to end that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But that's only after I introduced it to you and presented it to you, all that shit. Yeah. And demonstrated it. Yeah. Yeah. So listen. It is what it is, bro. Pay attention to what I'm talking about in my podcast. Because I'm not just talking about anything. Never just talking about anything. This is Diesel's Guide for Your Health. Diesel's Guide. Let me see what the fuck I put for this shit. Yeah, Diesel's Guide for Health. God damn it, bro. I just walked into a fucking tree. All right, look. Because I'm holding this fucking blueprint, bro. That's why, motherfucker. And my head looking down, motherfucker. And I got the hand. I got the phone in my hand, my nigga. And shit. My ass was too focused. I was too concentrated. All right, look. Fuck it. All right. I'm out in this podcast, my nigga. Listen, go back and listen to my first podcast. All my old podcasts, if you really want to get a better understanding of what I'm actually talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying? In my podcast. This Diesel's Guide for Health. Bruh, it'll help out a lot of people's health, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'm not certain that it'll help out everybody's health, but it will help out a lot of people, bruh. Shit, bruh, just stay tuned, bruh. Be ready for some more fucking podcasts. More interesting podcasts, too. I'm not giving up on any topics. You know what I'm saying? Whoa, shit, I'm not gonna say that. I'm not giving up on this shit. I'm not giving up on podcasting, my nigga. And I will give up on... I'm not saying that I'm not give up, but, like, I will, like... I'm constantly making different topics. For real, for real. Without further ado, man, I'm out. Shit.